And sticking with the business theme, the closure of the Tiwai Point aluminium smelter has raised concerns over what it will mean for the thousands of tonnes of potentially toxic waste stored in the small southland town of Mataura. The so-called Uvia premix in the town's paper mill came under threat from floodwaters in February, and the uncertainty about its future is worrying those who live there. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown visited Mataura today and filed this report.
Be responsible. Don't just pack up and run. Just put on your big boy pants and clean up your mess you've left.
That's local business owner Lynette Webb. She was shocked at yesterday's news that New Zealand aluminium smelters will wind down its operations and cease production from next August. Like many in Mataura, she's worried about what it means for the more than 8,500 tonnes of Uvia premix, a waste byproduct of aluminium production, stored in the town.
There's a lot of angry people here in Mataura. Every time it rains now, we think, is there going to be another flood and what impact's that going to have on our community? We had to all pack up and leave town at our own expense last time, and it's going to happen again. We're just trying to recover from COVID. And they need to come and face the community.
When the waste gets wet, it releases ammonia gas, toxic to humans. The disused paper mill it's stored in came under threat during February's floods, and locals think it'll only be a matter of time until it happens again. New Zealand Aluminium Smelters entered into an agreement with local councils and central government last March to remove the waste from Mataura and other sites around Southland over 6 years. But Sort Out the Dross spokesperson, Cherie Chapman, says that's not fast enough, especially now the smelter will close next year.
The environment has changed significantly. So now we've got them closing and we have serious floods in the radar. So I think they need to go back to the drawing board, get some new agreements in place. They need to move it, and they need to move it now.
Cherie Chapman says she's tried to arrange meetings with the smelter's chief executive, Stuart Hamilton, but he's refused.
We are a community group that has to have a voice in this because that waste is still sitting in sheds both at Invercargill and Mataura. We had two flood warnings last week in two parts of the Mataura River, and the community again got really anxious.
The community doesn't have a lot of faith in Rio Tinto after the way in which the material ended up in the town and has stayed since. The smelter contracted Taha Asia Pacific to process its waste, but that company moved the Uvia premix into the paper mill under the cover of night and without consent. It then went into liquidation, owing the Gore District Council a $2 million bond. The council's chief executive, Steve Parry, reached a handshake deal with Mr. Hamilton to expedite its removal following February's floods, but that was nixed once Rio Tinto became aware of it. But Mataura Community Board Chair, Alan Taylor, says he expects Rio Tinto to do the right thing before they leave Southland.
Tiwai's got to meet its obligations regarding that. There's already an agreement in place, and they just need to honour that agreement.
The government has the same expectations. Speaking to media yesterday, Finance Minister Grant Robertson and Energy Minister Megan Woods said they expected Rio Tinto to clean up their mess before leaving the Tiwai Point site.
That is the expectation we have. We obviously had issues with the dross. That has been resolved to the extent we now have a plan, but we will be working very closely to ensure they meet all of our expectations.
So just on the current rates, approximately half of that material should be removed from Mataura by August 2021.
Environment Minister David Parker says the government will be keeping a close eye on Rio Tinto, not only in respect to the Uvia premix, but also on the clean-up of the smelter site itself.
We'll be doing everything we can to protect the public interest. We take them at their word, but we'll also be checking pretty damn carefully given how we've been let down in the past.
A spokesperson for the smelter says it's committed to its $1.75 million pledge to assist in removing the Uvia premix stored around Southland, and Inalco will continue to process it as contracted. But the company says it stands by its stance that accountability for its removal and disposal from Mataura is with the Gore District Council. Checkpoint understands while aluminium production will cease at Tiwai Point next August, there will be a presence at the site for potentially years as it's cleaned up. For Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.